Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, continue with Sefer Sfas, Tamim, Perek Aleph, Shir number 11 from the Chafetz Chaim. Hope you all had a wonderful Yontif. We continue to discuss the importance of avoiding Sheker and Mirma, deceit and lying. The Chafetz Chaim tells us it's possible a person will not steal outright from someone. Ein Goizel Dover Shu Shaloi. He's not going to steal from the person directly. However, he is going to see that his friend, his neighbor, will eventually get something. He knows he's supposed to get something. And this person puts his eyes on that item. He wants to get that item that is destined for his friend. He's putting his eyes on something good that is about to happen to his friend, whether it's a physical item or whether it's a position of covet. And what does this person do? And this person, he traps and he tricks this individual to get it from him with lies, b'sheker. Or another scenario, he says, that Reuven is going to give something to Shimon. He plans to give something to Shimon. But Levi comes along and orchestrates a scenario where instead of Reuven giving it to Shimon, Reuven gives it to Levi. Says the Chafetz Chaim, this person's main punishment is on the sheker. It's on the sheker. The person is a liar. Because of his lies, he also took something away that was destined for someone else. And that's another chelik of his punishment. Sometimes people speak to their friends to get information, to find things out about different businesses or whatever it might be. And they're not talking to this friend in an honest and open way. They're just trying to get information to find out how they could use this knowledge for their benefit, as opposed to being open with someone and telling them openly why they're having this conversation. This is also mirma. This is also trickery and deceit of something we have to make sure to stay away from.